This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. More than 4 years into the existence of long COVID, there is not a lot of public information about the illness and where and how people can find help. That has a big impact on communities of color who have been hit with long COVID in higher numbers than white Americans. Lija Navarro has this story for us from New York City. Her reporting was supported by a grant from the Commonwealth Fund.
It's only a small crowd that's gathered at the Community Health Center in East Harlem, but health educator Ashley Cheng will make it work.
Okay. Since there's only going to be the three of you guys, I figured we could just make it more of a one-on-one presentation.
The attendees pull up their chairs around Ashley.
We're here to talk about the latest information about COVID, variants, how to access the latest vaccines, long COVID, the misinformation that you may be hearing and debunking.
Ashley's employer, a city contractor called Public Health Solutions, gives COVID education talks all over New York City. Getting folks in the door requires creativity and goodies.
And then we'll just play a fun Jeopardy game, and we have blood pressure monitors as giveaways for you guys to take home.
Maureen Ebron is one of the attendees. She has a daughter and granddaughter with long COVID, and says she's worried that so many people seem to ignore COVID now.
People are beginning to think life is normal again. Some people will have it and won't even take a test. They're just going to call it a cold because they don't want to deal with it. It's scary. Yeah, it's scary.
People in East Harlem are still feeling the impact of the pandemic's earlier waves, especially in terms of long COVID, which affects tens of millions of Americans. In fact, East Harlem's two largest ethnic groups, Latines and African Americans, have the highest long COVID rates in the country. And at the education session, that means questions.
Can you get reinfected while you're already having symptoms of long COVID?
Yes, you can get reinfected with COVID again, however many times.
Ashley's colleague, outreach and advocacy manager Mike Hernandez, jumps in.
COVID is new. It's 4 years old. We've only begun to start studying the effects of long COVID and how to treat long COVID. Long COVID is a series of different symptoms, not just the symptoms that you might have experienced when you had COVID.
Mike tells the group that physicians still don't have a consensus of what causes long COVID or how to diagnose it.
So they just might attribute it to, you're fine, go see somebody else. Or what's worse is they just may say, you know what, you're getting old, your joints hurt. You have difficulty engaging in physical activity like you did before. No, it's happening to younger people as well.
Mike says Public Health Solutions is the only public health organization informing East Harlem residents about long COVID.
There is no treatment, I want to be honest with you right now, but there are things that they can do to try to help alleviate it. So for the brain fog, there are some memory skills and different things that you can do to try to help that, but the worst thing we can do is just let something continue on without having it taken care of.
Like you said, brain fog. I never knew that there was stuff that they do for that. That information does need to get out to us in the community. A lot of my seniors, they just think it's part of their regular, you know, heart, diabetes, and asthma and stuff.
New York City has three COVID centers of excellence that treat COVID and long COVID. These centers treat everyone, regardless of their ability to pay, unlike private long COVID clinics in the city run by hospitals like NYU and Mount Sinai. But many New Yorkers have no idea that long COVID care is available, like Sabrina Moy, who has been dealing with long COVID since 2021.
I don't know that we have long COVID care in New York City. I don't know that we have a long COVID clinic because I've never even been referred to one. I've only been seen by my pulmonologist and my PCP.
When I tell Sabrina that there are, in fact, multiple long COVID clinics in the city, she's floored.
I didn't even know this existed. Never even been referred. Never.
This information void is even more surprising, given that Sabrina is a project manager for the same nonprofit organization that runs the health information sessions on COVID. Sabrina has been dealing with long COVID since the summer of 2021. She was a frontline employee working out of the same health center that hosted the education session. Within days, Sabrina, who's asthmatic, became deathly ill with COVID.
COVID just did not agree with my body. 12 blood clots, partial lung collapse, pneumonia, of course, in both lungs. Glucose levels went through the roof. I ended up with sepsis.
After the most acute phase had passed, she still felt like a different person.
Everything was opposite of who I had been up until that point. Couldn't stand on my own, couldn't bathe myself on my own. And to me, I'm saying, I'm still pretty young. I didn't expect to be in that space. I don't think there's a day that I'm not reminded that I got to live because I was one of those people that made it to the hospital.
And ever since, she's dealt with a huge list of long COVID symptoms.
I still have headaches. I'm still often on oxygen. I still can only walk 3 blocks. My immune system is still compromised. My teeth, I love my teeth. My pride and joy has always been being able to smile through everything. And my teeth have gotten like extremely weak since COVID. Prone to like cavities now. Constantly, it's always something. I'm like, okay, what else do I do at this point?
The following year, Sabrina got reinfected with COVID.
COVID really did a number on me. My doctor said to me, hey, please let's try to keep you COVID free for a year. I don't know that your lungs can actually take it. Again, I can't tell you what would happen. I don't know.
Sabrina lost relatives on both sides of her family to COVID, and she still struggles to keep up with the day-to-day of parenting and her job, working from home, which she's able to do under disability law.
I have been on a reasonable accommodation ever since. Just still fighting to try to get back to some sense of normalcy, doing things that I love doing. You know, before it would be good day, bad day. Now it's either good or horrible. There's no in between.
This is even more surprising in light of the fact that her pulmonologist is at Mount Sinai Hospital, which just opened its third Manhattan long COVID clinic in East Harlem, where Sabrina lived until very recently. Despite long COVID hitting communities of color the hardest, most long COVID clinics across the country treat majority white patient populations. Last fall, Mount Sinai was one of 9 long COVID clinics to win a federal grant of $5 million over 5 years for their East Harlem clinic, which the hospital said is to treat people of color. But despite months of emails and calls, Mount Sinai has not provided any information on the new clinic's patient demographics or documentation on the federal funding. Finally, in response to a Freedom of Information Act request for details of the grant funding to Mount Sinai, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services sent us a heavily redacted set of documents, which only included information that is already publicly available. For Sabrina, hearing that Latinas and African Americans are the hardest hit by long COVID, which she didn't yet know, is distressing.
I just thought it affected everybody in the same way. So this is shocking. It just makes me wonder, like, what resources were provided to one group and not the other? What is it that's not being done that we end up with carrying the burden of it all?
She has a message for other people of color with long COVID.
One, they're not alone in this. Two, that it does exist. And don't ignore those things that are lingering that you may just say, oh, it's just in my head, or it's just me. If you feel something, you know your body, you're living in it. Don't ignore it.
These days, Sabrina is doing the best she can to keep moving forward, accepting that she really does need oxygen and using an oxygen tank when she feels unwell, and protecting her family's health. They recently moved out of crowded public housing in East Harlem to a house in Connecticut. Now she has a backyard where she can sit in the sun and breathe. For The Pulse, this is Lija Navarro.